Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 19th year. Today's podcast is brought to you by Pavilion Payments, trusted by over 400 land-based casinos and iGaming sites. Maximize your revenue with better funding options through Pavilion Payments' complete suite of integrated solutions. Enhance player experience with VIP Preferred, offering quick access to cash, flexible deferred settlement options, and high industry limits. Learn more at PavilionPayments.com or visit them at Global Gaming Expo booth number 4411 to discover how Pavilion Payments can customize your check service. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Jason Guyot, the president and CEO of Foxwoods Casino Resort, about how he is managing one of the country's largest casinos. Foxwoods, the casino resort owned and operated by the Mashantucket Pequot tribe, has had some interesting leaders over the years, not the least of which is the current one, Jason Guyot. He's the first member of the tribe to take the CEO position and explains why that means so much to him and to other tribal members. Guyot talks about the recent expansion of the property, which always seems to be adding amenities, and explains why he's so excited for the Wolf Run Water Park that will open sometime in 2025. He spoke with me in the media room at Foxwoods in Connecticut in July. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My guest today is the CEO of Foxwoods Casino Resort, Jason Guyot. Jason, thanks for joining us. It's great to see you, and you're keeping my streak alive. I've interviewed every CEO at Foxwoods since Mickey Brown, so thanks for taking the time.
Honored. Thank you very much.
Great. So I mentioned that I've been here. I've been here when it was just a bingo hall before any of the casino, any of the slot machines or tables went in, and the changes have been immense. But you've been here almost as long. You've been here almost 20 years, and you've risen through the organization or all the way to the top. So tell me how you saw the casino change over the years, not just in the physical nature of the casino, but also in the operation and the direction of the casino.
Yeah. It's been an amazing journey that we've had here at Fox. Mm-hmm. So I've been here going on 22 years now. So I've been here for most of it, outside the first 10 years of operation, which were extremely busy, being only casino in the Northeast for an extended period of time outside of Atlantic City. So the property from day one was obviously just, something special. Nothing like it had ever existed. And, since that time and to how we've evolved now to this fully integrated resort destination, it's been quite a journey. And as you can see, with over 9 million square feet now, we have a little bit of something for everyone. And we're continuing to grow and add new amenities. So I think it's an extremely exciting time. We have more competition than we've ever had before. So challenging, too. But, I feel honored that all my predecessors have been in my role. We have a really great team here, and there's been a lot of groundwork already laid over the years. And we just try to expand on that and really just try to look towards the future and focus on what this next 5-10 years might look like and how we can better compete.
So, as I said, you rose through the organization. You had a variety of different jobs. And how does that help you when you were appointed CEO?
It's helped immensely, really knowing the team here and working in so many different areas. I mean, I started out in 2002. I believe I was in human resources. I was a manager of Indian preference and diversity, and also overseeing all of our international recruitment. So I did a lot of international travel. We were bringing upwards of 800 team members in on J1, H2B visas over that period of time when unemployment was extremely low and everybody was struggling to find workers. So that was a great start for me. And then, the tribe decided to build and open Fox Tower, which was a big expansion. And during that time, I was actually asked to come over and be the director of operations and shared services in 2007. And I really jumped at that opportunity, going from human resources to operations. It's always something I wanted to do. And I had a great mentor in that a woman by the name of Jillian Murphy, who's still in the industry. And really led me through those next several years in operations and ended up taking on hotel and gaming with a lot of other, non-gaming departments and just continued to grow within the organization and, led to overseeing all hotels, all non-gaming and development. And then that's a quick fast forward to 2020 when I was asked to step in as an interim president. And again, honored to have the council, entrust me with that opportunity. I did it on an interim basis, and it went really well. And then they asked me to step in to the role permanently in 2021.
Okay, great, great. So there's been so many additions here. Like I said, I was here when it was a bingo hall,
yeah.
and Mickey showed me the initial casino, but now there's been all kinds of different casinos. The fact that we just walked through one on the way over, they just opened last year, another yeah. addition to the casino. So let's talk about some of those additions and what was the thought process when that came along, because there wasn't really a master plan right in the beginning.
Correct.
But you had to develop one as you went along.
Yeah, there wasn't one. We were just so busy so right. quickly. Just the expansion was done for speed versus really plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think over the years there's been a lot of master plans.
Sure.
Some of them have worked well, some mm-hmm. of them haven't, but you have to have a plan going into it. I think for us in this competitive environment, we really took a hard look, I would say, over the past probably 7 or 8 years
mm-hmm.
at what this landscape would look like,
right.
what everyone was going to be offering, and then taking a look at what our advantages are. And one of the obvious advantages is all of our square footage,
sure.
both inside the property and surrounding
right.
the property.
Mm-hmm.
So how to leverage that. And so we've really been focused on it. We've been very creative over the past few years, giving ourselves an opportunity to add more meeting space with the Expo Center. We've also added another casino in the heart of the property that you just mentioned
right.
that you walked through, the Woodlands Casino, opened mm-hmm. last year. We've also looked at bars, restaurants, and trying to make sure that not only were we filling gaps in our programming, but we're also filling gaps in programming throughout the
sure.
region.
Right.
And that's really been the driver for these master plans. We're on, I think, the fourth or fifth phase of the master plan that
mm-hmm.
we started back in 2020. And we have some exciting things still
yeah.
to come.
Great, great. So let's talk about some of the restaurants that you added. And I want to start with Hell's Kitchen. I mean,
yeah.
That's a success wherever it's been. It's a huge success, obviously, in Las Vegas. Atlantic City is also, I understand there's a waiting list to get on reservations
yeah.
there. But this is a non-Caesars property. All the other ones are
right.
Caesars properties. How did you convince Gordon Ramsay to come here?
Yeah, it's an interesting story. When we were contemplating a development in the center of the property where the Woodlands Casino
right.
is, there was a lot of discussions. I really wanted to get a well-known celebrity
mm-hmm.
chef and
right.
really wanted to start at the top. And
sure.
if you start at the top through all your research, that brings you to Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
And so reached out to Gordon Ramsay, North America, had some good initial conversations, and then brought the CEO of Gordon Ramsay North America out to the property in 2021. And you say timing is everything. It's
mm-hmm.
so true.
Right.
They had just opened the North American branch.
Okay.
So Caesars had a deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
It was a one-off deal.
Right.
When I talked to the CEO at the time, they were just starting to look at expanding
yeah.
and opening some of their own restaurants
mm-hmm.
In the United States. And so he had never been to the property,
yeah.
and I kind of laid out the vision of how this Hell's Kitchen would kind of anchor that section of the property.
Mm-hmm.
Really got buy-in from him,
yeah.
Spoke to Gordon a lot about it. He was excited because they had never been and seen Foxwoods. And
right, sure.
if you've only seen Vegas,
yeah.
right, and you have that idea of what each individual property is like, and then you come to Foxwoods and we're like four Vegas casinos
right.
all under
yeah.
one roof,
mm-hmm.
it's like astonishing for some people
sure.
to say, I didn't know anything like this existed. And so those conversations went really well. And I committed to Gordon that we were going to build, and my goal was to build the best Hell's Kitchen that's ever been built
mm-hmm.
and constructed in his portfolio.
Yeah.
I think we accomplished that. And honestly, not only did we accomplish that, I mean, the quality of the food, the consistency,
right.
the brand, all those things have been working really, really well for us. And it actually led into another opportunity where not only were we able to convince Gordon and the team to allow us the license agreement to open Hell's
mm-hmm.
Kitchen, we also just finished filming 2 seasons of the show.
Yeah.
So we filmed seasons 23
right.
and 24
okay.
in the studio here on property, and that was convincing Fox,
right.
Gordon, and ITV
right.
that we were the right destination to do it, and it went unbelievably well. I can't wait
yeah.
for this to hit Fox in the fall, and it's going to be really not only a celebration of Gordon's hit show, but really a celebration of all we have to offer
sure.
here at Foxwoods.
I guess you got to highlight other parts of the property.
The
then,
entire
as well.
Property
yeah.
and all of southeastern Connecticut.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
they were all over the place.
Yeah.
And so they'd never done any filming in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
They've done Vegas,
right.
and they were in different parts of L.A., so this was really special, and I think the entire we hosted a 275 ITV and Fox team
right.
members here for an extended period of time, almost 2 months.
Okay,
and they really enjoyed their time here, And I think the content, you know, from what I saw, is going to be great. Is going to be top notch.
Well, it's a great show. I really enjoy watching it for sure.
Hey, number one reality food show on TV. Yeah. Number five reality TV show on TV.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Yeah. You're going to get a lot of exposure for
that. Yeah, we will.
So I guess your executive chef here is a winner of one of the previous seasons?
No, actually, our executive chef comes from outside of the Hell's Kitchen. He is a well-seasoned executive chef, worked all around the world, Chef June. He is part of the reason why we've been so successful. The attention to detail and quality that Chef June adds to that has been part of our big success. If you read a lot of the reviews, I mean, every time you go and eat there, the food looks exactly the same. It's cooked perfectly, and the service has been phenomenal. Yeah. So it's really, we're coming on a year in about 4 days, 3 days, July 15th of 2023 is when we open. So it's been quite a ride, and it's been very successful. We hope that continues.
Great. And you brought in some other notable names as well, with Wahlburgers, Zach Young's Sprinkletown Donuts, and Grace by Nia. You know, so those are pretty impressive brands as well.
They are. And, you know, when you looked at our portfolio of offerings and you looked at the competitive landscape, we really felt there was an opportunity to up the ante in food and beverage. And we've done just that, whether it's with David Burke, Grace by Nia, which is a supper club, jazz club, Wahlburgers, and bringing Mark and Donnie and the whole family in, and Paul. And that's been doing extremely well. You can go back and even look at when the addition of Sugar Factory back in 2017. Really, that eatertainment element is something we were focused on in creating this destination food and beverage. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, we're just getting started.
Yeah.
There's more exciting things that we're going to announce later this year, which is going to up the ante another level.
Okay, great. Well, let's talk about something you have announced. You're going to open a great Wolf Water Park here.
We are. Great Wolf Lodge, yeah.
And explain how that came about and why you decided that was an amenity that you guys needed.
Yeah. You know, it's an interesting story. You know, back when Foxwoods opened in 1992, it was a great opportunity. But the tribe had always wanted to do an indoor water park. And there was a lot of conversations over the years. There was even one called Pequot Island, where it was going to be an indoor water park run by the tribe with a casino. Unfortunately, that never came to fruition. But the tribe consistently had always been in conversations with operators or looking to do it themselves. We got very close in 2007 before the financial crisis with actually Great Wolf Lodge. And then it came full circle. We were end up very focused on getting it done. We did an RFP. We spoke to all the best operators in the industry, narrowed it down, had our selection fall through, and then went back out and started to have some really great conversations with Great Wolf. And they were in the midst of really a major expansion plan.
Okay.
And so that's how it came about. And we found a way. We fit, you know, what would be on an 18-acre lot. We fit it into about 14 acres, and we made some adjustments. But that's how it all came about. And we had a lot of great conversations with their executive team, their development team, and we found a way to make it work. And the tribe is so excited about it. Like I said, it's something we've always wanted. And when you look at what the addition does to us, another about 549 hotel rooms, but, you know, a 90,000 square foot indoor water park right here in Mashituckett, right near Foxwoods, right across the internal roadway. And you think about, we're already driving, you know, 8.5-9 million visitors a year, and they're going to drive about another million or so. You just think about the wealth of amenities we have, and that, you know, it's really unmatched that someone could go to a Great Wolf Lodge and enjoy all the amenities that Foxwoods has to offer. So it's going to be exciting. We're pushing. We just had the topping off ceremony about a month ago.
Okay.
And we're really pushing for an early 2025 opening, maybe into the spring. But they're moving along very quickly, and everything looks great.
Great. So let's talk about all the amenities you have here.
Yeah.
I remember when you put the zip line in, and my friend, the late great Felix Rappaport, went down and one of the first ones to go down. All those kind of things, and you have bowling here, and so you really are a real family destination as well as a casino.
We are, and I think the addition of Great Wolf just puts it to a whole nother level. But whether it's bowling, zip lining, we got indoor kart racing.
Right.
We do Kids Week and Teen Week here during holidays, and you know, I think families really enjoy it. There's so many different options of restaurants and activities. Yeah, there's no place like it.
Right. We're just walking through the casino here, the non-casino part, and I see a lot of young girls, and apparently the dance competition here as well. And that, you know, that's kind of great when you can bring that kind of genre in here, and it attracts the families and also the fans, I guess.
And they really enjoy it, too, because it's a one-stop destination. I mean, we're 9 million square feet, so if you come with your family and you're bringing your daughter to a dance competition, you don't need to go outside. You don't need to walk around the city.
Right.
You come out of your hotel room. You go right to Dunkin' Donuts, which you see most of them do.
Sure.
And then you hit the competition. Yeah. And then after, you'll go out to dinner at Sugar Factory, maybe go see a show. But it's all under one roof.
Yeah.
And that's what makes Foxwood so special.
Yeah, no question about it. Mm-hmm. So another thing under your roof is the Tanger Outlets.
Yes.
You know, it's a huge, huge mall attached to the end of the casino complex. How's that been working for you?
It's been really great. Tanger's been a great partner. I mean, it's 300,000 square feet, over 80 stores.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, listen, retail's been tough over the past several years, especially, you know, with online becoming such a prominent option for people. And, you know, I think we hit a home run with Tanger because it's destination outlet shopping.
Right.
So you get discounted prices, but we still have all the best brands. I know Tanger's been really happy. It anchors both of our main casinos over at the Fox Tower and in Grand Pequot. So we've been very happy with it, and it really gives us a competitive advantage.
Sure, no question about that. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about sports betting. Was legalized in Canada as well as iGaming. So you have a sports book here, and you're partners with one of the big ones.
Yeah, we're partners with DraftKings. I'd say best in the business,
right.
And they've been a great partner through this process, and it shows in our results.
Right.
It continues to grow year over year and month over month.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll take another couple years to stabilize, but it's been great for the Mashantucket Pequot Tribe, been great for Foxwoods. Our sports book is beautiful. We have basically a 50 by 50 foot LED screen where we can take the whole thing over and show the Super Bowl or cut it up into quadrants and show, you know, a number of different events at the same time. Like right now, you could be watching the Scottish Open and Wimbledon. You know, so our guests really love it. I tell you what, you should have been here when the Celtics won the World Championship.
Bet,
it was quite a party they were having there. But, yeah, we located it right in the middle of the property, and it was easy to find.
Right.
And it not only serves as our sports book, it also serves as our sports bar.
Yeah.
And that's really the attitude we had going into it,
is
we needed that element that was a gap in our programming, as I mentioned earlier. And it's working out really well.
Right. So non-gaming revenue is really important to Foxwoods, and you certainly have plenty of games down there, but the non-gaming is such an element. I think you're intimately involved in that in your growing up in your career. So how do you view non-gaming here?
Well, it's something, you know, over the history of Foxwoods, we've always been very gaming-centric.
Mm-hmm.
Just based on our location and before the proliferation of gaming, we were one of the only destinations.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's changed. Gaming will always remain a number one priority for us.
Yeah.
But there is so much opportunity on the non-gaming side. And you saw that happen in Vegas probably about 15, 20 years ago, really that, you know, really push on the non-gaming revenue side.
Right.
And now non-gaming revenue is taking over gaming revenue in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever know if we'll get there, but I think there's still a huge opportunity to be this destination resort with the Great Wolf Lodge, with indoor kart racing, with gaming, with two theaters, two spas, 36 holes of championship golf. You start to add all those things together, you start to extend length of stay.
Right.
And that's really what our goal is. And so, you know, I think that's where our focus has been with some of this more recent development. But what we're doing right now, we're in the process of updating our high limit table games area and building a new bar in Grand Pequot and really elevating our main casino. So a lot of people say, oh, you're opening a Great Wolf Lodge, you're going family friendly.
Right.
That could be, it's far from the truth. What
we're
doing is creating an integrated resort destination that has something for just about everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And we're focusing on those core demographics. We have a very loyal group of followers and patrons, and we want to make sure we're catering to them while we're also continuing to introduce new amenities that can drive new visitation to Foxwoods. And so it's a balance, and I think we're moving in the right direction.
Sure. Okay, great. So you've had some great tribal leaders here. I know. I interviewed Richard Hayward early on, but I've become friends with Rodney Butler since he took over as well. He's a very inspirational leader. What does he mean to you and to the tribe?
Oh, listen. I mean, Rodney is world class. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been now leading the tribe for over 10 years in the chairman role and been on council for many years past that. You know, we work very well together. We've mm-hmm. known each other. I'm a member of the tribe, and so is Rodney. So this has been interesting for both of us, both being members of the tribe and very passionate about what we do. We make a great team. I look up to him. Just how involved he is, not only with the operations here at Foxwoods, but in the local community and even legislatively up on the Hill in Hartford. He's got a passion for it, and it really shows. He's a relationship builder, and he's been amazing for the tribe. And I also think the rest of the council, too, also looks to him for guidance and leadership. And I think that this tribal council has been more involved in the community as a whole in the local region than many councils before. And I think that's just a testament to Rodney's hard work.
Sure, sure. No question about that. So you're the first tribal member to lead the casino itself, and I think that's got to be a responsibility that you take very seriously. But also, having grown through the organization, you realize that there are so many loyal employees here that a lot of them have been here since day one, I'm sure.
They have.
So what does that mean to you to have that role and to really be a role model to young people coming up through the organization, whether they're tribal members or not?
Yeah, listen, I mean, for me personally, it does add an extra element of thought and pressure and just really trying to focus on the future, because we've had a lot of great CEOs come through before me, and most of them have moved here from other areas, but this is my home, and I want to be here. I feel honored to be in this role and be at home, which is rare in our industry, and so I don't take that for granted at all, but part of it is, you know, we have such a great team, and I inherited a great team that were my peers and continue to lead this organization. And then, as you mentioned, a lot of those team members on the executive team have been here for 15, 20, 25 years. Right. And so there's a history there and a passion. People have grown up in this area. They've raised their families here. They're, you know, a lot of people are going to be retiring. We have, you know, probably over 500 team members that have been here for over 20 years.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Sure.
I mean, we have about 4,000 team members here now. But I think about that every day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it really drives our strategy. And being at this is my home and this is our home, we're focused on the future.
Yeah.
You know, we're not focused on tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talk about tomorrow, but we're talking about 5-10 years. What are we going to do? What deals can we do now to position the tribe to be successful long term? Because, you know, prior to the onset of iGaming and sports betting, Foxwoods was the main driver, the economic driver for the Mashateka Pequot tribe.
Sure.
And so it's always been a heavy lift for anyone in my role. And I think it's really helped now with iGaming and sports betting coming online, another real revenue source for the tribe.
Right.
I think that's helped the tribe think a little bit differently about what businesses they might want to go in and where they want to spend their money, where we spend our capital dollars. But I think it's all really, really positive. And so I'm excited for the future, and we talk about the future every day.
Okay, great. So give me an idea of what you see in the next five to 10 years here at Foxwoods.
Yeah, listen, I mean, we are just starting this evolution of Foxwoods. Mm-hmm. You know, like I mentioned earlier, we're really looking at gaps in programming. We're looking at new technology. We're looking at where the gaming industry is going in general. We want to be at the forefront of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what you're going to see is you're going to see updates across property. You're going to see new product come in. You're going to see hotel renovations. You're going to see more restaurants. You're going to see more non-gaming amenities. You're going to see us really focus on length of stay and being that regional drive destination. So instead of taking a flight down to Florida or to Texas or to Arizona or to California, you can drive 2.5 hours and come to Foxwoods and spend 4 days and have the time of your life. And I think we're going to surround our team members and our guests with those amenities that help drive that future.
Great, great. Well, thanks for the time. I really appreciate it. This is an incredible property, and just having been here at its birth, I feel like I'm part of its growth.
I think you are, yeah.
I really appreciate you taking the time, Jason.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to the GGB podcast sponsored by Pavilion Payments. As the industry's largest vertically integrated payment provider, Pavilion Payments offers solutions that simplify, secure, and optimize the way patrons fund their play. Trusted by over 400 land-based casinos and iGaming sites, Pavilion Payments helps you boost revenue and enhance player experience with VIP Preferred. Discover more at PavilionPayments.com and visit them at Global Gaming Expo, booth number 4411, to learn how solutions can enhance every casino guest touchpoint from the cage to the casino floor and online.
To learn more about the topics discussed today and all the important issues in gaming, check out Global Gaming Business Magazine. For a free virtual copy of the magazine, subscribe at ggbmagazine.com. To stay current with the weekly news of the gaming industry, subscribe to ggbnews.com. Use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. And don't miss a single episode of the GGB podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts today. And we'll see you next time on the GGB podcast.